fired from a place because of what you did before you worked there?
I guess it depends. I mean, you know, were you somebody who, did you rob banks? I mean, like, what did you do?
Now, if you work at somewhere like Taco Bell and you had a different life before Taco Bell and you're, you know, trying to get past that, should mm-hmm. they fire you for what you did before? Like this lady worked in porn.
Okay.
And then she wanted to get out of porn because, I don't know, it's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So she went to go work at Taco Bell.
Okay.
So she's at work. She gets a phone call and it's from her boss. And her boss said, hey, just wanted to let you know your job here is done. I'm very sorry to have to let you go. And she asked, well, what'd I do wrong? And she said a customer lodged a complaint, a formal complaint. There was a woman working the drive-thru who was doing internet porn. And as a God-fearing Christian, they didn't feel comfortable giving the establishment their business.
Okay, I mean, if she was doing porn while she was taking your order, I guess that would be a problem. You know, like... how many straws?
What do you want? You want more sour cream? More sour cream.
Did you say you wanted breasts? What kind of chicken? Breasts? Do you want breasts? How about buns? Do you want buns? Yeah, I mean, that would be a problem. Yeah, if you're doing porn while you're serving Taco Bell. Well, I guess Taco Bell, you wouldn't have buns or breasts. But okay, so that's illegal. You can't fire somebody for what they did before. Also, she's an adult. She has the right to do all the porn she wants. And you know, the thing is, that's why they do background checks. Mm-hmm. So if they do a background check and they found that you've done porn and they're not comfortable with that because they have a morals clause or because, you know, like Chick-fil-A would probably never hire you because they're a Christian company and that's their thing.
But Taco Bell, it's fine. You can do porn and work at Taco Bell, I guess.
I love that Taco Bell thinks it's better than porn. I mean, who made more money last year? Which one of them is the multi-billion dollar industry? I don't think it's Taco Bell.
Well, as a God-fearing Christian, they didn't feel comfortable giving the establishment their business. So as a God-fearing Christian, you were looking at porn enough to notice right. The girl working the drive-thru was the same girl that you watched earlier that day.
But the thing is, she stopped doing porn. She's no longer doing it. She's trying to change her life. I think Taco Bell is wrong in this scenario. And I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to ask you. I saw a friend of mine was telling me she has a friend who interned at the Trump administration. She interned at the White House last year. And, you know, now after everything that's gone on, obviously the Capitol, the insurrection, the potential coup, you know, all this stuff, she's afraid to put on her resume. But on the other hand, you know, working at the White House, regardless of who's in the White House, is a huge thing on your resume for if you're an intern.
Yeah. I mean, you could put anybody on, you know, you could put you worked in the Obama administration and the person that you gave the resume to could have hated Obama. So,
right.
You know, it's like with the coach from New England. Trump wanted to give him a medal of whatever the hell, Medal of Freedom. And he said, no, I don't want it.
Sports coach?
Yeah. He said, no, keep it. I don't want it. I don't want it from you. But I look at it and go, it's a freaking presidential medal. I really don't care who gave it to me. You know, I can sell it for something one day. I can say I won that, you know, that I got that. So it really, it's not a Trump Medal of Freedom. It's a presidential Medal of Freedom.
Right. I mean, the big issue I have, it's not about how you feel about the president. Okay, so when you're an intern at the White House, it's a particular time in your career. You can control who's in the White House at the time. Like when you turn 22 and you're finishing, you know, your first year of law school and you get an internship at the White House. I mean, it literally does not matter who's at the White House. It's just the fact that you now have an internship at the White House, which is huge on a resume.
So what would you rather have? Would you rather have an intern for the Trump White House or an intern for the Clinton White House on your resume?
I'd rather have the porn lady.
You'd rather work at Taco Bell.
I'd rather have the porn lady at Taco Bell.
Yeah, so there's no winning to that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it does look good on your resume just to have the White House.
No, I think that's the thing. I think if the White House is on your resume, that's all that's important. And people in that industry should know that that's all that matters. So that's the first thing. As far as the Taco Bell situation goes, Taco Bell should be ashamed of themselves because they shouldn't kowtow. They should stand up for this woman and say to their customer, you know what? She's an adult. She is a woman with agency. And if she chooses to be a sex worker of some kind, that's her prerogative. And we support that. We support women making choices. We are not going to.
I don't think they can say they support porn. I don't think
No, they support women making their own choices.
We support our employee, not porn itself.
Right. Okay. But we support women and we support women making choices. Because the thing is, if it was a man that was doing porn, I doubt the customer would have complained.
Well, because nobody knows any guy in porn. You don't even notice the guy. When is the last time I could bring 10 people into a room and tell you that one of these guys are in porn? You couldn't guess. You've never seen a porn guy's face.
No, that's true. It's a good point.
They don't even shoot a porn guy's face in porn.
That's true.
So that could be pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
But the girl, he noticed. Yeah. How do you notice when you're talking through the speaker? God, that voice sounds familiar.
Can you say, it's so big?
Can you say, yes, daddy? Yes, daddy. Oh, man, it's the same girl. If that girl has pink hair, I swear to God, that's that porn chick.
And I'm writing a letter to Taco Bell.
I'm going to get her fired. Douchebag.
Yeah, what a douchebag. Yeah, shame on them for listening to that stupid customer. They should have said, you know what? Go eat at McDonald's.
Well, why is a God-fearing Christian watching porn that closely?
Right.
That's the issue that I have. You're going to throw the Christian card? You're going to put that into the pile? That's the card you pulled?
Yeah.
No.